From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting voters in Peru are electing a new president. The most recent public opinion polls indicate that candidates Keiko Fujimori and Pedro Kaczynski are virtually tied in a runoff election. Fujimori is the daughter of former President Alberto Fujimori, who is serving a 25-year sentence for human rights abuses and corruption. Candidate Kaczynski is a former World Bank economist. Both candidates are right-leaning conservatives. The last of the U.S. state presidential primaries in this year's U.S. presidential campaign takes place this week. The largest of Tuesday's five elections is in the state of California. It is expected that former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will wrap up the nomination of the Democratic Party, although she faces a strong challenge from Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Polls show a tight race between the two in California, both of whom want to finish off with a win there. Taliban militants opened fire Sunday in a courthouse in eastern Afghanistan, killing seven people and wounding 21 in what they say was a revenge attack for last month's execution of some Taliban prisoners. Officials say the court's newly appointed prosecutor was among those killed in the attack in Logar province. All three gunmen were killed by Afghan security forces. The Syrian army is moving into the northern province of Raqqa, home to the de facto capital of the self-proclaimed caliphate of the Islamic State group. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says Syrian troops have reached the administrative border of Raqqa province, backed by Russian airstrikes. This is VOA News. Swiss voters have rejected a plan that would have guaranteed a basic income each month to the whole population. Lisa Schlein reports.
Swiss television affirms what opinion polls had predicted. The unconditional basic income initiative has been massively defeated. Under the proposal, which was put forward by an independent citizens group, adults would receive about $2,500 from the government every month, and children about a quarter of that amount. Foreigners who have been legal residents for at least 5 years, as well as all Swiss citizens, would have been eligible for the stipend. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Pope Francis canonized two new saints on Sunday. The Polish founder of the first men's religious order dedicated to the Immaculate Conception, and a Lutheran convert who hid Jews during World War II.
Autoritate Domini nostri Jesu Christi.
Pope Francis canonized the Polish priest Stanislaus of Jesus and Mary and the Swedish nurse and Catholic convert Maria Elizabeth Hasselblad during a Mass Sunday in St. Peter's Square. An Iranian foreign ministry spokesman Sunday denounced a recent U.S. State Department report that identified his country as the world's leading state sponsor of terrorism. He charged that the U.S. ally, Saudi Arabia, was the real leader of funding terrorist activity. The U.S. State Department published its annual report Thursday, which said Iran increased its support of Palestinian militants in Gaza last year and supported Hezbollah fighters trying to maintain the government of Bashar al-Assad in Syria. The president-elect of the Philippines says he will pay a bounty to people who kill drug dealers. Rodrigo Duterte said during his campaign he would unleash the military and police on dealers. Late Saturday, however, he invited the general public to go after drug traffickers. Speaking to a large crowd of cheering supporters in a televised speech, Duterte, who will take office June 30th, said he would pay $107,000 for dead drug dealers. A senior Chinese military official, Admiral Sun Jianguo, Sunday rejected U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter's statement that China is isolating itself with its actions in the South China Sea. Carter said the Chinese government is erecting what he called a great wall of isolation in its militarization of disputed islets. Admiral Sun says his country was not isolated in the past, is not isolated now, and will not be isolated in the future. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.